another exciting episode of
The Auntie Hour. When this is
our time.
Right. Don't forget the attitude.
Other business. This is our business.
Okay. Shh, the aunties are talking. How are you?
I am great.
You're great.
I am great. I am feeling very good. Spirits are helping a little
bit. Okay. Yeah, I like a good drink.
Yes, a good drink. It's helping a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I've been getting us ready for the show. We were listening to ODB.
Yep.
You know, shout out to ODB.
It's our jam.
That's my jam. You know, you get me going and pump me up and get me ready to talk to you. I listen to some old school hip hop every time. What is your go-to song when you have something that you're trying to get amped up to do?
Oh, man. I have so many of them. A lot of Beyonce songs are like my hype. That's a lot of hype for me. I like a lot of old school hip hop, to be honest with you. I can't really think of one particular song. You were listening to Prince earlier. I can do Prince, you know. Shucks, now you put me on the spot. I could do Wu-Tang, Ice Cream. I could do, I don't know. There's so many of them.
I am, the old school stuff.
It takes
you raw. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. When I want to really, 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 really party.
Yes, seven reallys, though.
Really, 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 really. The Prince is really my go-to guy. You know, Baby, I'm a Star. I told you, that's what I listen to. Remind myself that I am all that.
Whatever you got
to
do.
I need to get ready to be a star.
Right.
And then I do have some songs that I listen to that are not very well known. There's a song called I'm the Baddest Bitch before Trina.
Okay.
A lot of people don't.
Okay.
They think Trina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, before Trina, there's a song called I'm the Baddest Bitch in This World. Norma Jean Ray.
Okay.
Is a Norma Jean. I don't know if her last name is Ray, but I know it's Norma Jean something is who sings the song.
She just sounds like Norma Jean. Norma Jean just sounds like an old lady. But okay.
Again,
she called herself the
Baddest Bitch. Yes. And everybody. Norma Jean was doing
Norma
it.
Norma Jean from the church.
And you know, there are also some songs. Norma Jean from the church, yes. There are also some songs that just remind you of certain times.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And, you know, when I was a kid growing up in Brownsville, I grew up in Brownsville. The lights went out in Brownsville.
And
the first blackout. I've lived through a couple of them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song that we all know, Mother, Sister, Father, Brother. Love is the Message.
Mm-hmm.
All the hustling songs, like this is
okay.
Hustling Studio 54 and all that.
Oh.
My aunts used to play that music for us.
Okay.
When they came to the house.
Good
time. And when I hear that, I was like, you know, do the hustle.
Oh, how cute.
Do the hustle.
That was the dancing days, too.
Yes.
That was the dancing days. I was, you know, I heard.
It was fun. It was fun. You know, you watch Soul Train, so you can make sure you knew all the moves.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out, you ready, because you then practice what they do on Soul Train, you know?
Music.
Yeah.
Music is everything. Music is really, it's a part of life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a part of life. I can see why we incorporate it in our everyday, going to work sometimes, you know, or, you know, the funny thing is, like, I listen to the raunchiest, you know, music, like, on my way to church. you know, and they make memes about it. You know, we shouldn't be. Don't get me started. I should not. Hands up and all, and I'd be like, toot toot, hey sister, all right. You know, it's. But that's what it is.
When you said that, it made me immediately think of Master P. When you did that, I immediately thought of when you did that.
Wait a minute, don't you know? So I'm multifaceted, okay? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I enjoy all kinds of music, mm-hmm. and that's one of the beautiful things about growing up in New York mm-hmm. and growing up in Brooklyn specifically, is that you had a little bit of the, you know, a little bit of Spanish music mm-hmm. going on here, mm-hmm. you know, you got, you know, your reggae and your uh-huh. calypso, you right. know, I've got a wide assortment of music that I love, and
that's funny you say that.
Why?
Because see, I'm from Jersey, so I grew up a teen in New Jersey. However, I was born in New York. My mother's from Harlem, so I have to like let people know. When I say Harlem, I tell her, I have to be clear, like not the new Whole Foods Starbucks Harlem. She's right. from the, you know, broken glass everywhere, you know, crack is whack Harlem. You know what I'm talking about? So I have to like clear it up. But I'm Jersey, so. I was very split in half. I was a video music box. You know what I mean? Me and my sister, we would dance to, you know, Kid and Play, whatever the new dance was. We were, I mean, and again, I had an older sister, so it was all about, you know, I look back at certain songs, I'm like, how do I know the words to that? I was 7.
Right.
Candy Girl was the jam. Candy Girl. And then I would get with my white friends, and then it would be New Kids on the Block. The right stuff. So I had to like split myself in half a little bit. You know, when I went to school, it was just, you know, all of the Walk Like an Egyptian.
And
it was like
yeah.
all the MTV, you know, songs. And then, you know, when I come home and it's just like black girl rave. Like,
well, you know what's interesting about that is that in New York, WBLS, like we did not have a quote unquote urban station. They played that music, the Eagles and the Bengals and the Bee Gees. That's mm-hmm. what they played on stations like WBLS and the.
Oh,
this is
okay.
the music that they played.
Wow.
And so see and hear, so you had DJ Red Alert that came on a certain time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, you had him to give you a little hip hop flavor. Mm-hmm. And then you would watch New York Hot Tracks.
Hot Tracks, okay.
New York Hot Tracks, so you can see Debbie Morgan and them on there. She was the host of the show. So we had to figure it out how to get a little different taste and a little bit of everything. And it was fun. It was fun to do that. But it kind of made you feel like you were doing something you weren't supposed to.
Really?
Because New York Hot Tracks came out so late at night.
Okay.
It was like 1 o'clock
okay.
in the morning. And you're just like, okay, let me go in here and turn the TV on.
And find our people.
And find the folks that we're needing to listen to watch the videos and stuff. But that was a great time to be alive and to enjoy beautiful music, great music. We have someone that's joining us on the Auntie Hour today mm-hmm. who is really going to show us how we can live our lives through music. Okay. Miss Veronica Robertson.
Hey,
love
Veronica.
Life in music. Woo. Come on, welcome to
come
the
on
Auntie
in,
Hour.
Come on in.
Come spend some time with us.
Hey Veronica, how are you?
I'm doing good, aunties. How are y'all doing?
Good. So tell us, what is love, life, and music all about?
Well, we're in that space right now. It is beautiful just to understand that the conversation that y'all were just having was exactly what love, life, and music is. Mm-hmm. It's your heartbeat. You put your hand right next to your heart, that's where the beat starts. So spiritually, whatever we do, there is a soundtrack to our spirits and where we live. So when we open up our ears and our hearts and our minds to really see and hear what comes into the speaker, the boombox, that soundtrack, that A-track, when you're having life experiences, that's what love, life, and music is all about. And I'm living in that right now with you beautiful aunties today.
Okay. So what's your soundtrack? So does every person technically have a soundtrack?
Yes, my soundtrack actually started when I was a little girl. My mother would wake me up every morning singing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when
skies are gray." Don't do it! Don't do it!
You know, and so I really didn't. It was always there. Every song we would go to, Bible studies, and when the Bible studies, we would play BB and CC Winans, and me and the kids would be doing the music for that day. And so it's always been ingrained. But I really didn't really tap into it until I started going through certain tragedies in my life. Mm-hmm. And my, like, a perfect example is when, you know, my son, you know, father had passed away. He went through a really dark time. And it wasn't until, you know, in our middle school, he heard this doom, 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 doom. And it was a bass drum. And he says, "I want to play drums." And that turned his life around. It made a complete difference in where his life has now taken him. He is now a prominent dancer. He's a drummer. He teaches dance. He teaches other kids how to do that. He actually has videos that he's actually been in that chronicles each stage of his adult to teenage life. And that is the crust of what Love, Life, and Music is about. Now, I heard y'all talking about how, you know, that Wu-Tang and that Old Dirty Bastard was in your spirits and y'all were doing your thing, and that was the vibe, right? That was the vibe. That's what you listen to, right? So not only for me, that's my love language as well. Music has always been my love language on top of my spiritual language. So when y'all were speaking to me, I realized when I met my love, he was also a bee, a woo bee, you know? And so when I realized that we had a woo in common, I was just like, "Can you woo, woo, woo? Can you woo, woo, woo?"
All right.
But it gets deeper. So let me share the vibe with y'all. Are y'all ready?
Okay.
Y'all feel free when you feel the vibe, get with it.
Okay.
That feels good?
All right. Yes. All right. Let's go.
All right. So here we go. Can you woo, woo, woo? Can you woo, 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 woo? Woo me like Inspector Deck entered the 36 chambers. Be that chef that brings me that cream, and I will be the ice cream to your cone. What you need? French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe. Shoot, this caramel sundae is trying to get touched. You got my distinguished Capadonna. Have my back while I protect your neck like a ghost face killer. Step to me like a master killer straight from the halls of Shaolin to reunite me for a better tomorrow. Break down my walls with your iron fist till it's a gravel pit with nothing but a flag raised in triumph. Be my M-A-T-H-O-D man. Hey, in them sheets, I came to bring the pain hardcore to the brain till I scream, "It's yours.
It's yours."
You know, woo me, you old dirty bastard. Control. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on. Let me be your rizzer to your jizzer till you say, "This Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. Get into it."
This Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
What? You got skills with a Z. Girl, you got skills.
That was
you got skills.
Wow.
So that's what it is. And so me just coming into this with y'all space, and I didn't even know that was the premise y'all were talking about. And that is what Love, Life, and Music is about. That's what we're living in right now. And so when you open those ears, open that spirit, hear that beat, that's how you carry on and live Love, Life, and Music.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I like you. we vibe. Like you. And the music sometimes is how we connect with people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you like that song? Like, you know, some people from so many different walks of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They connect over just music. That's great. I know in my house, me and my husband, we sing all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and he can't sing for nothing, but I just, "Baby, go ahead." It is just the funniest thing. He's like, "Is it good to you?" I'm like, "I like it." Yeah. And we brushing our teeth, like, you know, our house is just one big soundtrack, you know, it really is.
So is.
Where are you going to be sharing your love life and music? Like, this is amazing. That piece is amazing that you just
that
did.
Good.
Incredible.
Thank you so much. Well, I am revamping my sites on all social media. The revamp is going to be November 18th. So I'll be starting some new content coming out and just explaining different portions, how love life and music has affected me, the stories that I get to share in those portions, how it helps me just along that line. And when you open up those doors, I really want to eventually open that into a therapeutic session for people of color, because a lot of times they don't really know how to tap into us. And music is a great source to do that. And it opens those doors for the children, for ourselves as we heal. And we open up those spaces, the doors will continue to open.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, music is a big piece of our souls.
Yes.
Big piece of our souls, you know,
very
people of
big.
Color. Yes, yes. So yes,
very
that's
big.
Amazing.
We have another segment coming up with the Gen Sexologist. Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you. What song do you put on when you want to get in the mood for a little bit of romance?
Ooh, there's so many flavors. Ah, you know, for me and my love, it was Orange Moon by Erykah Badu.
Oh, okay. Wow, you took it back.
Yes, I am the reflection of that light, cooling down the sun. I bask in his rays. I bask in the days. Oh, honey, that's when it goes down.
It goes down, it goes down. You think I got that's when it goes down. Okay, I love it. I love what is her name that sang I'm Ready for Love?
India Irie,
I'm Ready for Love. That's such a nice romantic song. Just to get intimate. Don't mean you gotta be, you know, just on your way there. That's just a beautiful testimony. I like that song. That's a good one.
You know, I've asked that question and I can't think of one.
I can't say I got it on to that song. I'm just thinking, like, that would be nice. I gotta go home.
Yeah. You know, I can't think of anything. The first thing that comes to my mind are songs that I would hear my parents put on.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Al Green.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
Sexual Healing.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I don't know. I don't can't say that I put music on to
get
do
it
that.
On.
You know, I can't say that's ever really been my experience. Maybe I need to try that. Hey.
Try some music.
Hey, we were talking about trying something new.
I think about when I was young and fresh, and the one album that was just classic. I know a lot of people are listening like, Jodeci.
Oh, yeah.
So when Jodeci first came out, I was a little hot ass. Let me tell you something. Can you high school?
Tell me.
Yes,
what
let me
you
tell
want.
You something. Let me tell you something. Come and talk to
tell
me.
Tell me.
I really want to meet. The show, the after party.
Yes, I was gonna say same.
Remember
thing.
That? And then Devonta had that deep voice. Girl, bye. That was just a good time for a fresh girl like myself. So looking back at those good old days, I listen to gospel music, all right?
No, I can't listen to gospel. And you don't do any of that.
And it was hot girl summer. Okay, no. But there are some good ones today, but I seem to always reminisce about the ones from back in the day. I don't really have anything today. I don't think they make R&B like they used to.
I would agree. There was something unique about the huskiness of the voices, the beats and the rhythms were just really different. And
yeah.
The lyrics were just
creative,
yeah.
Write some substance.
You know, I saw a clip recently of Minnie Riperton on social media, and she's singing this song all about a sexual experience.
Okay.
And it's really interesting that, you know, there's a lot of controversy amongst people about lyrics now and the kids in the WAP and all this. And listen, this is nothing new. This song, she's really getting into it. And you know, we disguised it and they use different words.
As we slept the night away.
Yes.
As we lay.
Yes.
Now,
we just SWV, downtown.
Oh, I got it. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. That's the way. Yeah, that was a good one. I start singing. Yeah, that was jam, right? I was all in high school. They were like,
where
what
is
you
that at? Like, where does it happen?
Where is that? Now I need to go there.
How about, didn't Horace Brown have a song called I'm Not Afraid to Taste Your Love? Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to taste your love.
Yes, yes.
But he's I'll take my time. He's talking about taking his time and he won't rush in. Yes. Make sure. And it was just, he had a classy way to sing about it. Whereas today, I do feel like the vulgarity is just like, oh man, they're just not even being creative about how they like tell it, you know?
Yes,
they're just like straight up like, this is what we're gonna do. And you're like, whoa, jeez. But as we get older, right, I would like to think that like I got the same WAP that I had from when I was a young whopping. I would like to think that I have the same, but rumor has it that like we age and we get older.
We about to talk about that in the next segment. What happens to the WAP as you age?
Because we still have the same music that we like. I mean, it takes us back when we were younger.
Yeah.
Or am I supposed to be putting on Minnie Riperton now?
Like, no, you're supposed to listen to whatever you want. As I'm going to listen to ODB and curse every single word when I sing the notes. I'm gonna do that, and that's that.
You crazy?
But it was so nice to have you on. Where's your website?
Well, it's all right now. It's just on the social media platforms. I have Love Life and Music Chronicles on Facebook. Instagram is Love Life and Music, and I will be, like I said, we're revamping the website really soon.
Veronica Robertson,
thank you so much for joining us on the Auntie Hour. I appreciate your being here.
Yes, we appreciate you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yay,
we'll be back with the Gin Sexologist in a minute. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you.
Sexologist is back with us. We're always happy to see you in the building. Hey,
hello.
I don't know if you heard us talking about the WAP. You know,
I did.
Is the coochie getting older as we get older? Does it go like with us, or is it still in there like hey girl hey? Like, cause I feel like it's hey girl hey. Are you telling me it's not?
It depends. It does go through changes though. So
okay.
I found this out a few years ago and I didn't know this. I was at dinner with a whole bunch of women. We were all at a birthday party and one of the women was talking about how she had just gone and had all of her hair lasered. And I was like, why? And she said, because I saw gray hair. And I was like, you get gray hair down there? She was like, and all the older women at the table were like, yeah. I'm like, so you all know this and none of you are telling people this. This is a problem. So she said, yeah, I just took it all away.
Lasered it.
She lasered it.
Wait, I need you to back up a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
So she lasered
all her pubic hair
because she saw a gray hair.
But what about, does she have gray hair on her head though?
No. Mm-mm. Nope, but she saw that gray hair and she's like, nope, that can't happen.
Girl, she need to braid them gray hairs up and put flat them things up and
put a bonnet on it.
Put a bow on it and just leave it alone. The fact that you got some hair growing still, you just celebrate that.
Yeah, because that's another thing. It gets sparse because, you know, it can fall out. But it can also get gray. I think that's one of those signs of aging that you can almost deal with the gray hair on your head sometimes because you know you can dye it. But I think when you see it there, you're like, no. I understand.
You feel like your cat got old. Like, I got an old cat. Like, ain't this something else? This old cat.
You're right.
Like, that's what it is? That cat in the alley nobody wants no more? That's how you feel, really?
That's how
you feel. Oh, come on. Well, yeah. Okay.
I can relate to that. But libido, so like your sex drive, a lot of people think that as women get older, the sex drive will decrease. And that may be true for some, but for a lot of women, it's an increase and they feel like I can't get enough. My husband doesn't, or my partner doesn't seem to want it anymore. And I'm just, you know, bouncing off the walls. I think a part of that is in relation to we've gotten more comfortable with our bodies and we're okay with it. Like, we're not in that mode like we were in our 20s of like, I have to look perfect. You're like, this is me. This is how I look. And I still want it. So for a lot of women, there's an increase in libido, and that can change as they get older. I think on a previous episode, I think I misspoke and I said estrogen increases as we get older, but it actually decreases after menopause, and that can cause lack of lubrication. And so if you get dry, and that's a vaginal dryness is a thing that can happen. And so one of the things you can do to combat that is lube. And you should use lube anyway, regardless of age. It just makes everything better and slippery and slicker. It just feels better. So you can use, this is a water-based lube. Water-based lubes are nice if you're using any type of silicone toys, because you don't want to put silicone on silicone. It will dissolve the silicone and kind of eat away at it. Water-based lube is nice, but because our bodies are made up of a lot of water, you'll find that it also absorbs very quickly. The other one you can use is, I love this one, it's called Uber Lube. It's a silicone, Uber Lube. It's a silicone-based lube. It's a little bit thicker and it lasts longer, so it's very slick. And you can use this on body parts, but not on silicone toys.
Okay.
And then the other one I like is called a Woo Lube. This is a coconut oil-based lube. And what's nice about this is that it has like a slight vanilla taste. So if you're doing any type of oral play, this tastes good. So does this one. This is a green apple. This liquid comes in. So these are nice to use whether you're going through menopause or vaginal dryness or anything, just because it just helps to keep things slick and moist, and that's what you want in sex. You don't want things to feel all dry and create friction. So yep.
This question.
Yeah.
Is any of that stuff gonna be good for my hair?
No.
Nope. Nope. I like the little coconut one. I was like, that sounds like it's gonna be excellent for my edges and sex. No. We could do both.
I would just get regular coconut oil.
You know,
I'm being silly with you.
It's so funny because this is a question, again, when you're talking about the lubes and stuff like that, and how the lubrication changes in your body as you in menopause. You know, you ask your parents this.
I mean, me and your daddy did it.
I'm like, I didn't. Which,
you used some Crisco. I guess I don't know what you did. And, you know, I really don't know what that's about. But so I'm really glad that you brought that up and are showing us the different types. What about lubricants that you use on a daily basis? Like, liquid beads or that's the one that comes to my mind. I'm not necessarily one to say the brand, but KY and liquid beads, lubricants that you put in that just stay there to keep everything, because you can atrophy if you're not keeping everything moist. Would you talk about that?
Yep. So that's a great segue, because I was going to talk about that. So atrophy is also a thing that happens as we get older. The vaginal tissue inside gets thinner and less elastic. And because of that, the sex can become, and the canal becomes more narrow. And because of that, it can cause painful sex. And so sometimes, again, as we get older, our partner may say, well, she doesn't want to have sex with me. And maybe she's just not she doesn't realize this is happening, what's happening and why. But what's happening is that there's a shrinkage. And so actually the way to do that is to keep a healthy sex life. And so you do that by either having sex with a partner or solo. And so even if you don't have a partner, I am a huge fan of toys. I tell people that all the time. And so this is, you can use like this is the new kind of rabbit. So this is it's a silicone rabbit. It's by a company called WeVibe. What I like about it is that it's curved. So most toys, when you get them, that's just the way they are. So this one you can bend to fit your body. Mm-hmm. And so this part hits the G-spot. This part will hit the clitoris. It has two different motors. It's also connected to an app. So you could have your partner have control of the app, or you can control the app and it'll control the two different motors. And so this is a nice way to make sure that you stay lubricate and have that healthy sex life, even if you don't have a partner to be with, and this keeps you lubricated. The other thing you can use. I'm a big fan of these too. These are this is the We Vibe clitoral vibrators of any kind work. A lot of people have been talking about the Rose. I haven't been able to get one yet to test it out. This We Vibe, again, it's by the same company I just talked about. So it has an app with it too that's remote controlled. They're all, the other thing is that they are all rechargeable. I'm a big fan of do not buy toys with batteries because why? There's nothing worse than being right in the middle of masturbating and then...
You better find your remote.
What?
Where is the remote?
At night, you can't find anyone.
I'm not turning the channel no time soon. Give me the remote. We all been there.
So remote. So I get, you know, by recharge, but they're a little bit more expensive. I will say, I will admit that, but they're very nice. But the clitoral ones are nice because it just, it's sort of like a blowing, sucking motion. It's supposed to kind of simulate oral sex in a way. So these are really nice, again, to keep everything like nice and juicy and wet down there.
Hold on a minute. What you gonna say?
I'm writing that down.
Wait, so that?
And that I want that.
So
now.
that thing gives you head?
That yes, that's what it's.
That's what that does. You said it blows. It blows and sucks too.
It kind of like blows.
What's his name? What is his name, girl? And you said he's a little more expensive.
Well, a little more.
It's like every time.
You gotta pay to play sometimes. I like it. It's a classy thing.
Like there's a company called Satisfyer, and they do toys that have all these same kind of things, and they're for a lot less. Yeah, they're awesome.
I tell you, won't he do it? Wait.
So now, so earlier I was talking about, like when we talked about polyamory and my getting out there and what have you. I mean, I can see myself never leaving home.
I mean, that's a good time. But then who's going to kiss you? That's where it comes at. Well, then who's going to kiss you when it's done?
I will kiss myself and roll right over and go to sleep.
I know, that's right. You'll be happier.
What?
So when I call you next time, hello, how are you? I'm ready to record. All right, tell me when you're here. Okay, I'll be like, oh, shoot. If she got that little toy. Oh, shoot.
I am going to buy that.
Okay, those are good. So my question is, when you talk about the lubes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that women can do in regards to their diets that can help them with that? Because it sounds as though if you don't use it, you lose it. Like that's pretty much it. So that's like
it is. You do, right? That's very true. It is. It's a muscle. So yeah, it is a. It's kind of a user.
And do your Kegels, thing. Right?
And you do, and that you lead me to right my now. Next point. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that happens as we get older is the pelvic floor that basically holds all of our organs in and keeps them from falling out
women
of us.
Are resilient.
We get that it starts to weaken. And so there's several things you can do with that. And those are Kegels. So there's a lot of mixed information out there about how to do Kegels. Like some people are like, no, you need to have something inside of you because it's sort of like
hold it up,
like lifting, like not like doing this but not having a weight in your hand. So there's a couple. So I like the jade egg. These are really nice. You start with a heavier one and then you work down to a smaller one, or start with a large and work down to a smaller one. You can get them drilled or undrilled. This is an undrilled one, so you're gonna have to use your muscles to push it out. Some of them have a drill in it, and then you can put a hemp string in it, and then you can pull it out when you're ready to. But these are nice to help with the pelvic floor. When you get really good, you can put in two and then you can move them around inside and really control that muscle.
Let me tell you something, okay? I feel like I'm getting a college degree right now. And if you don't call my professor to tell him I get 2 credits for this course, and I should be graduating as soon as she finishes her Kegels, then we're going to be all right. Because this is teamwork.
Now, so
you can wait, hold on a minute.
You can
shake
move them around.
Two jade balls inside of you.
Inside of you.
And you can move them around. Are you nice like that? Are you kidding?
You can do that.
That is a skill. It's
a skill. You have to build up to it. But once you can do it, and if you have penetrative sex, he'll be there. He won't leave you.
You just be taking that thing and
girl, bye. You about to become a magician. What's your name? I'm a magician.
Disappear.
Are you kidding me? Did you feel that? He was like, whoa! I'm like, did you feel that?
Yes.
You ain't going nowhere.
Like, no, he's not going anywhere.
The last two tools that you showed us have just changed my life, and I have not used them.
I can't believe it.
Because the Kegels is what they teach you. You know, if someone who's had a prolapse, I've had a complete pelvic prolapse. Oh, wow. That's another story. My uterus has decided to just get rid of itself and drop out. So that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother thing.
But as a result, the whole, so because I had to have all the surgeries to repair, the Kegels was pushed, right? So when you do the surgery, they say, oh, make sure you do your Kegels. I think there's such a thing as doing too many Kegels.
Yeah, because, go ahead, girl.
Because I was doing those Kegels in my sleep to get it back. But those two things that you showed me, right? I'm telling you, that is just, these are not tools that were added to the conversation. You know what I mean? This was not added. Well, and I'm going to tell you, and if I may be frank, that because these are white men that are giving me these, that, you know, do these surgeries, I really feel that the information I'm getting from you is different.
Oh, okay.
Well, I really believe that the doctors really don't care about my pleasure. At all. They don't feel that I deserve to have any pleasure.
No, you're right.
And their sole focus is to make it so that I can function and, you know, physically, which is to, you know, remove waste, and that's it. I don't think that this lesson was one that they even cared to give me. Just make sure that you, you know, do your Kegels so it doesn't happen again, is what their message was. Not do your Kegels so you can keep it snatched and enjoy pleasure. No. Because as a black woman, I don't deserve that.
Right. So we're not even
going to tell you any of this is coming. It's just kind of crazy. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. I feel like I just went through, like, you know.
I went to the club.
Yeah, that was a good time. I learned so much. I can't stress that enough. I just learned so much. And I just feel so naive in this cold, cold world. So where would we be without you, Renee Yvonne? Where would we be?
I don't know.
Lost in this
world.
I'm so
grateful to be here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming. And
thank you.
We have you back again, as usual. So we always enjoy our time with you. And thank you for
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The Gen Sexologist, everybody. If you have not looked her up, not been to the website, if you have not checked out the blog, because she got a 10 reasons why you should masturbate something on there, you need to be gone looking on there.
Just 10. Just 10?
She just can't. You need to be on there, and you need to be doing that. Get your life. You deserve it. And thank you again for
everything
and for joining us
for the auntie hour. Yes, until next time.
All right, bye.